Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Hi. I'm looking for Christopher Wolford. This is Sarah with Family First Home Care. Did you just submit a form online at thehomecareagency.com?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes.
Okay. I just are you looking for services for your family member?
No, it will be for a family member.
Okay, and you want to be the paid caregiver, or would you need us to provide a caregiver?
I would like a caregiver provided.
Okay.
The reason why I inquired with you guys is right now, currently, I'm paying for somebody. I have them 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, more or less just helping him with his daily needs. I'm paying for that out of pocket. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to utilize the insurance he has. I've been
Okay.
going all different kinds of avenues. When I was doing some research, I know you guys had popped up. Do you guys still work with the insurances or no?
Do we work with what?
I'm trying to deal with his brother.
You keep breaking up. I'm sorry.
No, I apologize. I'm currently at work. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So currently, right now, I'm paying out of pocket for the care that he's getting. I'm
Right,
getting
and
four
what
hours a day.
insurance does he have?
He has medical assistance.
Okay, what's his managed care option? Does he have Keystone PA Health and Wellness, UPMC?
I believe it was CHP. Does that make sense?
CHC?
I think it was CHP. I'm
All
pulling it
right,
up
what is his
now.
name and date of birth? And I can.
His name is Michael. And then it's Wolford, Wolford. His date of birth is 4/30/88.
Okay. Health partners. Okay. So the way it works is this: in order to get home health care services through the Medicaid, it would need to go through a community health choices plan. Right now, he's on Health Partners, which is not one of those plans, but they may have a version of it for themselves, but it's not going to be as many hours as if he had the community health choices waiver. But I can take the information, and he would need to go through three assessments with the state. There's a financial assessment where they need to know that he makes less than $2,900 per month. Income, and this is his own personal income, not the household. So whatever pension or SSI or anything, it just can't exceed $2,900 a month. And then they need to know he has less than $8,000 in the bank. Do you feel he falls within that?
Yeah, 100%. His
Okay.
Social Security is exactly 2901,
Okay.
and he's got no savings.
Okay, perfect. So what is Michael's address?
Michael's address currently is, oh my God, I don't know the street name.
What county is he in?
He is in Luzerne County
Okay.
in Freeland.
Freeman?
Freeland. So the
Freeland.
zip code is 18, 18224 is the zip code.
Okay. So he's going to be work. You guys would be working with an agency called Valley Home Care, and they cover Luzerne County. And I'm going to give you a phone number that you would need to call with Michael in order to set up his assessments with the state. And
Okay.
it's for the independent enrollment broker. And when you call them, all you're going to say is that you need to set up his first assessment. They know exactly what that means, and they'll give you a date with a 2-hour window of time that they're going to come out and do that. And that number is 877
Okay.
550
Okay.
4227.
Got it.
Okay, and you can expect a call back from Valley most likely on Wednesday, and they'll just want to know what the date of that assessment is so that we can follow up, answer any questions you have, and help you get any of the documents that they're requesting over to them so we can get this approval going quickly, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Christopher. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's everything.
All right, beautiful. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.